Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. It's a big week here for the University of Miami football team. And we're going to talk to head coach Manny Diaz here for a couple minutes here. Coach, welcome to a pretty big game week here. 3 weeks in a row, national game of the week, college game day, the whole deal. Number 7 in the country, number 1 in the country. It's going to be a lot of hype around your football team this coming week.
Yeah, it's a great week for our team, for our fan base. And it's important for our team to become more accustomed to playing in these type games. And having college game day around the program, and just you know, it's exciting to, but it should hopefully become something that is that we're in year in, year out.
Hey, Coach, I was thinking about you last week when you said, "Hey, this is a big week," even though it's a bye week, and everybody kind of looked. You said the COVID-19, and find out about my players and telling them got to be responsible with everything opening up in South Florida, man, because we make some mistakes. We won't even get a chance to play this game. How did that turn out? How much testing did you do last week with your players, Coach?
We did the same amount of testing we did during a game week. We still tested 3 times a week. And I think the players got it. I think they understand. Trust me, they want to be in this game. They've worked really hard for this. And, you know, we had everybody at practice last night, had a really good practice. Guys, out, you know, as you'd imagine, high energy and a high level of focus.
All right, well, can we jump right into it? Let's get right into a Clemson. It is the big test for everybody that watched a little bit on the weekend, from Travis Etienne to Trevor Lawrence to Amari Rodgers, a receiver. They got some players. I just wonder, how much time do you spend on the defensive side of the ball? Any more this week than usual, Coach, for you?
Our defense side of the ball?
Yeah.
I can't spend any more time than I'm always spending time on the defense side of the ball. Yeah, I mean, there's not any more time in a day that I can be with those guys. We have a great defensive staff, but as we've always been, we've got a great unit. We've got a great team of coaches. That Blake Baker does a great job over there. But no, I'm always in there as well.
Coach, this could be the best. Well, listen, there's a chance this guy could be starting on a third of the teams in the NFL. We've talked about Trevor Lawrence so much through the years. What do you see from him? What do you talk about when you get ready for a team like this offensively with so many star players and maybe one of the best running backs in the country too?
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. I think when you really study Trevor Lawrence, the part that probably – I don't want to say it's surprising. I mean, you know about his arm talent and all the great throws he can make. But when you really look and you see the damage he does with his feet, the guy can run, and he is fast. You know, he's tall, and he's got these long strides. He's hard to sack. You know, you'll see defenders, you know, this year or last year just kind of get back there and bounce off of him because he's a big guy. And then he gets out of stuff. And I think that's, you know, his ability to keep plays. You know, you know, there's quarterbacks that have been statues back there, and they got a good arm, and they can make things happen. But his ability to scramble, make things happen, then in the red zone, they will use him as a runner. And this guy's going to put his shoulder down and try to run over defensive backs, which is very impressive. But as we always say, with any great quarterback, it's really the running game that makes everything go. And as good as Trevor Lawrence is, and as you mentioned, will probably be the first pick in the draft, Travis Etienne may be the best player in college football. I mean, he is so dynamic. What he has done throughout his career, his explosiveness, his start-stop, his ability to run through tackles, Virginia just was dominated on third down by this team. I think Clemson converted 4 or 5 third down or 10 or mores. And a lot of times they're just getting the ball to number 9 and letting him do some things and making up the distance they had to make up.
Coach, you've been known as a motivator in that locker room, giving speeches or just telling the guys stuff in the past, like in 17 about some payback games, or taking the team to the stadium to watch the end on the big screen of a certain game. Are you selling this to your guys, the payback game, since you haven't beat them since 2010 and the last couple times you played, they've outscored this team by a lot? Is that it this week, motivation-wise, outside of them being number one in the country?
Well, it's so funny. I mean, we barely have any guys on our team that were even there when we played them in 2017. Look, that could be a part of it, but if you need that to motivate you to play Clemson, to play the number one team in the country, then you're probably the wrong guy. I think our team is going to be highly motivated, no different than we have been the first 3 weeks. But look here, when you play a game like this, motivation is that's just the cover charge. You know, now once you get in, Clemson's going to play very hard defensively. You know, as we know, very disruptive on defense, very aggressive on defense. They're going to run every front, every coverage. And they're going to play extraordinarily hard and very, very physical. So if you don't match that, you can forget about it. You don't even have a chance. So to me, it's not about that. Now it's about, you know, now who can simply function in the framework of the offense or defense. And if you sit there and if you're looking at the logo on the side of their helmet and you're worried about all these other intrinsic things, that's a little bit what got us in 2017. You know, I mean, you just got to focus on doing your job. Letting yourself operate in the framework of the play, you know, and if our guys go do that, then you get into a chance where now it's a football game, and now it's simply who protects the football and can win the explosive plays.
Coach, I'm glad you said that. They've won so many regular season games in a row. It's a crazy number. I was just curious. Do you think that happens to certain teams in the ACC that play them? They go, wow, look at. We see these guys every week. We hear about that quarterback and that running back. We hear about their recruiting classes. I know how good that guy. You think a lot of teams are half defeated before they play against Clemson?
It always happens in college football. And you can think about it back when Miami had their run. I can relate to it. I saw it when Florida State had the run because, you know, I left FSU and went to NC State. And we were the first team to beat Florida State in Tallahassee. And you could see where every year, and as soon as we did, we lost that our guys didn't have that fear factor. And that's just what happens, you know. But until someone does, they have earned the right to have, you know, to be where they are. They've won 24, they haven't lost a game in our league since 2017. I don't think they have a player on their roster that's lost a game at home. So they've earned the right to have that. But yes, I do think it's very important. And look, Clemson went through the same thing because when they were building their program, it was Florida State when Jimbo was there that they had to conquer Florida State. So that's just all a part of it. That's usually the way that it is in sports. There's normally that team that's there, and when you're on the rise, you know that this is the game you want to measure yourself against.
Coach, you've done this next topic better than anybody in college football. The transfer portal. I've had more people ask me about the transfer portal. Borgalluses and the Kings and the Williams and the Roche and the Phillips and the Bolden, all the guys that are playing at a really high level right now. I want to ask you, just getting back to how it happens, if you don't mind, take me through the research to make sure it's the right guy that you want on the team, the background checks, your recruiting team. How's that work? To run us through the process a little bit, because you really hit, you know, you haven't hit on all of them through the years, but man, recently... it's a big topic in college football. Run us through the process, Coach.
Well, first and foremost is that, obviously it's a new phenomenon, the portal. There's always been transfers. The portal just basically meant that the players didn't have to have permission of their school to leave. It has been looked at, and the way it's always been looked at to us is this is us trying to correct holes in our roster through whatever issue, however they got there, recruiting, players, injuries, whatever, somehow, some way. That we felt like we had to improve our roster. So it's not something that every year you're always going to be bringing in 6 or 7 transfers. If we recruit at the level that we're recruiting, you know, you're it's like the draft in free agency in pro sports, right?
Right. Right.
We'd love to build through the draft, but it's nice to know that free agency is there, and you can, you know, you can fill a hole. Right, you might need to bring some agent. But to your point, you know, I mean, I think, as soon as a player becomes available, you got to dig through all the networks. You got to find out, because there's always a reason why a player's leaving, and they're not always leaving for the reason that you want them. And you could be bringing a problem into your program. You could be bringing, a problem. Sometimes guys, they transfer their problems to another school. So I think in all the cases, you know, you've seen, for example, a guy like Roche, and similar to KJ Osborne last year, he just wanted to play, you know, in a major conference, you know, and he had, you know, in essence, done what he could do in the American, and wanted to come to the ACC and play in these type games. You know, Derek King, same thing. The guy had 50 touchdowns at Houston. How do I, you know, now he's sitting there, you know, his picture is next to Trevor Lawrence's for the game of the week. You know, that's why you come to Miami. You come to the Miami because the brand here, you know, can, you know, we talk about branding. There's something that you can do here you just can't do at some other schools. So I think you're always trying to find out the why, trying to find out the background. You want to make sure that you bring in a guy that's going to fit into our locker room, and that the players we have in our locker room are going to embrace when they get on the team.
Yeah. Coach, I'm actually glad you said that, because it runs right into what I was going to ask you about. You embrace not just the team, but the city about as much as any other college football coach in the entire country, if not more than just about all that. How much does it mean to you when you see your guys kind of embracing it too, and letting them be themselves and letting them kind of act on emotions? I know that last week also we talked, and I asked you the question about Jalen Phillips, and his emotions got a little too high in that game. But how much does it mean to you when you see these guys kind of with all this emotion and the 305 chain, whatever the case may be, just embracing the team and embracing the city, and especially in big games like this?
Well, one of our core values is passion, right? I mean, you're never going to be great at anything unless you apply a lot of enthusiasm to it. And I just know, I mean, obviously we've talked about this before. We live in a passionate community. And if I was paying my hard-earned to sit and watch a football team play or a basketball team or whatever, I want to see guys that are passionate about what they're doing. And now it can be silly on the extreme to the other way, where it's not just about, you know, it's not about just the chain first. It's not about just the celebration first, you know what I mean? But it's about, to me, when we're doing it right, it is when someone makes a great play, it's that spontaneous celebration for your teammates. And the reason why the guys are so excited is because they know they work so dang hard. You know, and especially in this year in 2020, of all the things that our players have been through, the doubting of that we're going to play a season, and just, you know, all the uncertainty, when they get out there and have this opportunity to play Clemson on this stage, or whether it's Florida State or Louisville or whoever, they're just so excited to be out there, because this is we know every week is not promised to us. So I love the passion that this team plays with.
Well, Coach, listen, we really appreciate you spending some time with us, man. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's amazing, isn't it, to think that you're going to be on your third early in the season. I know it's a crazy year with what's going on, the COVID-19. Your third game on a Saturday night, Coach, which I'm guessing, like you said, you don't need to get anybody motivated knowing how big this game could be for the program.
Yeah, and again, our guys have earned the right to be here, and this is just – it's going to be a great test. Our guys are just excited to go play and be on the stage. And like I said, this is the game you come to Miami to play in.
Yeah. Coach, thank you very, very much, thanks, man. Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck this week.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That was Manny Diaz, head coach of the University of Miami Hurricane team. Number 7, UM, and number 1, Clemson, Saturday night. You can hear that game right here on 560 The Joe.
Zach, listen, man, we got to go to break in here, but there's two teams that just look, in my opinion, to be a lot better than everybody else right now. And it's Clemson and Alabama are just playing at a different level.
Alabama, woof.
Now, Georgia made a nice step against Auburn and all that stuff.
Don't forget about my Gators.
Gators look great, but by the way, you're right about the Gators, too. Look, right
there.
They're
looking good.
Right there. All right, listen, right now I want to tell you about something that looks good every day, man. You don't have to wait till Saturdays to look good. Your South Florida Chevy dealers. The 2020 products have never looked better. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. You throw in the Chevy Open Road Sale event, and we go, man, this is the best it's ever been. And if you're looking for something new, right, it is, find something completely new that's got more space for the family, got a great look, a great price, the safety features are what you're looking for. come on down. Love to show you around in either Dade, Broward, or Monroe County. Because, man, 2020, now getting into the 2021s, never look better than they do right now for you. I know I always talk about my Tahoe, which I do love, my big, comfortable Tahoe. But, you know, it's also Suburbans, it's Silverado trucks, and it's a 2020 Traverse or midsize SUV. A lot of people right now, the midsize SUVs are super hot. And listen, Chevy goes, hey, we're going to jump right there at the top with everybody else. Man, we got something really, really nice. Going to give you all the space you want. Midsize SUV, you need space still, but you want something smaller, feel more comfortable in, and yet you don't want to have to compromise any of the style, but still have plenty of room as the family gets older. We got it for you with that 2020 Traverse. And how about the Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV? Wade, and you take that little guy for a drive, man. It's so much fun. The technology, the active safety features. Hey, man, it's got everything for you. Really fun to drive. And the 2020 Chevy Blazer, it's always my favorite because I just think it's just a gorgeous midsize SUV. I think you're going to agree. The Chevy Blazer has been around a long time, but never looked like this. Find out for yourself. If you're looking around, go get yourself a fantastic deal, something you can afford every month and something you're going to really enjoy driving every day. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Do it today.
115-104, Joe. We got a series. We got all those. Do we have a series, Joe? It's 2-1. Are we back in this thing or what?
Of course you got a shot,
good,
man.
As long as you're playing, to hear that.
Like, yeah. It's like,
you got to get those massage envy people over to Bam Adebayo's his room the next day and a half just to make sure they help that neck out.
They're in good shape.
Right.
Listen, they got a long way to go. You can't expect Anthony Davis to do that great. The story last night was the disappearance of Anthony Davis.
Of course it was.
I mean, he got in foul trouble, which is completely, a lot of guys knocks right out of the rhythm of their game and everything else. But listen, man, you can't take anything away. Jimmy Butler just absolutely dominated that game from the start right to the end. 19 points the first half, ended up with 40, a big fat triple-double. And by the way, he just made it a lot easier for everybody else when he got rolling. Because he's such a great passer, goes to the basket hard, was looking to be aggressive. I just think anytime a guy takes 20 shots, makes 14 without a three-point shot and goes for 40 points, give you an idea just how good he was last night. The starting lineup for the Miami Heat last night, their plus-minus was fantastic. Robinson plus 27, Butler plus 20, and Jay Crowder plus 21. In the game. Just really impressive numbers. Olynyk, just really, for a guy who hadn't played a lot of basketball, now getting a chance to play, I thought he played really well. Just the things he's able to do. And Tyler Hero, who overall didn't shoot the ball that well, hit some big shots late in the game. And just because they weren't falling, the kid keeps his confidence, man. Right. Nothing. He comes from the old school of shooting, like just keep shooting it, man. That's what they pay me for. Keep shooting. They're going to go.
Joe, I think they tell Tyler and Duncan that same thing that you just said. It's basically shoot the ball. We have a good chance of making three-pointers and big shots when you two guys are shooting the ball. You're two best probably jump shooters on this team. Like, you guys do it. You guys keep shooting. And they do. I mean, they didn't shoot well. They went 10 of 30 last night combined. But it didn't matter because at the end of the game, Tyler Hero hits a big, big shot and gives that nasty little picture for everyone out there with that little growl to the whole crowd. I loved it. This team's got some attitude to it. Even though they were down 2-0 in those first two games, they have some serious attitude. And I don't know if necessarily the Lakers should be worried, but maybe they should be worried a little bit.
Well,
especially with guys coming back.
We'll see what happens. And, right. You know, they're not getting swept, number one. Number right. two, that's impressive to win considering all the firepower that was out of the lineup.
Right.
So, and finally, look, besides South Florida, the only people more excited were ESPN and ABC last night.
Right.
Because they got something that was special to watch. When you get a great individual effort, with Jimmy Butler and his fourth team now to be able to this fourth or fifth team, whatever it is, to be able to have that kind of game, just great. I mean, in the biggest stage, man, that's it. Only bigger stage, of course, is being in L.A. and back here playing at American Airlines Arena. But boy, I'll tell you what, that was special last night. The other story, we haven't talked about falling on a bad time. I hope people are starting to get a little excited. The Marlins took care of the Cubs with great pitching and now face, starting tomorrow, 2 o'clock start again, Marlins and Braves in a best of five series. Now, I don't know how they come up with this, but I believe the series is in Houston for this one. So we'll see how they do. And of course, the other news yesterday, the Miami Dolphins had their chances and lose again. And some second guessing to do on a decision. We're gonna have a special guest that's gonna be all fired up this morning. Armando Salguero from the Miami Herald talk a little bit about yesterday's decision during that game, 4th and 5 on the 9-yard line with about 8.5 minutes left in the fourth, down 17-12, and the Dolphins decide to kick their fifth field goal, which makes it 17-15. Sounds good, but you're playing against a real explosive offense, and how many more stops can you get from your defense that to that point had really played well, really played well, except for obviously the little breakdown they had on the before the half. And so that popped up, and then the bigger question is, all right, so we saw a good Ryan Fitzpatrick, some good, but we saw some bad yesterday.
Right.
At what point does Tua play? I mean, it's just let's just get right down to it. They're 1-3. At what point does the head coach and the offensive coordinator get together and Brian Flores says, all right, Chan, how close is he to giving us a chance to win and going through growing pains, which we're going to have no matter what? He's going to throw it into coverage. He's going to make mistakes. By the way, Ryan Fitzpatrick is lucky he didn't throw 3 or 4
right.
more interceptions yesterday. He hit, I'm trying to think of which linebacker it was yesterday, but a couple of them he just never saw. And they just went off their hands and had a chance to really have a lot more turnovers yesterday. So
I think KJ Wright, that's the reason why he's playing defense and not an offensive tight end.
Yeah, KJ. I was thinking Bobby Wagner, but you're right. It was KJ Wright.
It was KJ Wright. Listen, thinking it was one of those two, right?
Those two were
unbelievable.
Right. Believable.
20 tackles, by the way, between the two guys.
Well, they read things before you get into all the tackles and stuff. Yeah, they made a lot of plays. But they smell screens. They smell short routes. They give you a look thinking you're going one way, and they're reading your eyes the whole time and come back. And those two have been around a while now, and they're really still playing at a super high level with the amount of plays that they seem to make yesterday. Again, they beat the offensive linemen out in the screens every time. Like the offensive linemen weren't out there in front of it. Just absolutely blowing up the screens yesterday that the Dolphins tried to run. So that was a rough one. So, like, okay, we're gonna find out today, man. It's off, you know, the guys will come in today. Tomorrow's are actually their day off. They're gonna have to travel to San Francisco and Denver, but it's gotta be coming, right? I mean, I'm ready. I mean, it's Tua time.
I think we're all ready. It just now depends on if Brian Flores is ready, right? Like, he has to be the one to walk into that meeting to Chan Gailey and to tell the owner also that we're starting the rookie.
Well, after they make that decision, they're going to have to let the owner know. That is when you call New York to say, hey, Mr. Ross, we're going to go ahead and play the kid this week, the fifth overall pick in the draft. He's going to ask Chan Gailey point blank, is he going to be okay out there, like, not to embarrass himself? Is he far enough along? Is he improved enough in whatever he's done in practice? Because he didn't practice much last week because he had the flu. Are we ready with – he's out there by himself. This isn't, you know, Fitzy on the bench with him and Chan in his ear. Like, he's going to be out there on his own. Is he going to be able to make enough plays against – the 49er defense, the Denver defense, if we're even going further, the Chargers is the next home game defense, which has got the great pass rush. Where do we go? When's it going to be time? Because we've seen the show. It's great. Love having him on the team, Ryan Fitzpatrick. But if he's close to ready for what a rookie should look like to start, and I know he hadn't played. I know. I'm sorry. But everybody's in the same boat with no preseason and everything else. It's got to be damn near time, man. It's got to be. I know first thing is like, all right, I've seen it. I've seen the great effort stuff. Love what Ryan says. He takes responsibility for everything. But it's got to be two at time. It's one right. And three. I know we could easily have a different record, but we don't. We got to find out what we have in this first pick. We got to find out real quickly. He's got to get his feet wet, and we got to find out. We got to go to break, too, man. Can you believe that, Zach? We got to get going. We got Hollywood's headlines, and then we're going to get into all this stuff, find out what Armando Salguero's thinking this morning as well. As we continue on here, we'll be at the 8 o'clock hour in no time with Armando. Hollywood headlines on a Monday, always special. Zach, what do you have for us this morning?
Talking about special, I'll tell you about Diamonds Direct and how they forever changed how people in South Florida are buying diamonds and engagement rings and all fine jewelry. This is the future of jewelry shopping right here, a massive selection, no middlemen, direct importer prices, the most luxurious showroom you have ever seen. It's in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. Go look at it. Go see what I'm talking about now and be prepared to be blown away. The lowest prices on diamonds in the entire state. Remember, these folks used to be diamond wholesalers. Now they sell direct to the public. Every size diamond, every shape diamond available from 1 carat to 20 carat stones. Highest possible quality. Diamonds certified by the GIA. All excellent cut grades. Only the best of the best diamonds there at Diamonds Direct. Plus, case after case of diamond stud earrings, pendants, diamond bracelets, eternity bands, colored gemstone jewelry, exquisite designer fashion jewelry. This place is unbelievable. Imagine walking into one store and having 30 times the inventory of any other jewelry store you've ever been in there. People are driving for hours all over the place to shop at this amazing store. The customer service off the charts. The true diamond experts who educate you, guide you, and help you. No pressure at all. No phony pricing games. No outrageous markups like you have at some of these other jewelry stores. It is just unbelievable with great deals there as well. Check them out in Boca, right behind the Town Center Mall. South Florida's only direct diamond importer. Diamonds Direct. Once you go in there, you're going to love it.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us this morning, man?
I was going to even say before Hollywood goes, make sure you listen to your fantasy football reports. Weekdays here, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Who's hot, who's not, we'll tell you. Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka.
Okay. I didn't know that was coming, man.
Right.
All right. What you got for us, Woody?
That's because you don't pay attention. Anyway.
That's because this whole thing's a crap show on a Monday morning, to be honest, bro.
You're a crap show on a Monday morning. You ready for the headlines here, Joe?
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, now you hear the NFL music playing. One little tidbit from Saturday here, a little college football thing I just wanted to get to really quick here.
Gabriel drops back to pass, steps up, flings it high in the air toward the end zone, and that ball is batted away out of the back of the end zone, incomplete, and the Tulsa Golden Hurricane have upset UCF 34-26 here in Orlando.
Wow.
No parade.
I didn't know.
What?
I did not know.
We didn't know.
Come on.
All right, I'm joking.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know they're irrelevant, but man.
The problem is, and listen, yeah, I saw some UCF shirts.
Here you go, UCF. Beautiful story, really.
How the hell did that happen?
The best was Hurricane fans after the game saying, you ain't beating any Hurricane. Tulsa Hurricane, Miami Hurricane, don't matter.
Oh, man.
How did I know that Hollywood was going to either start the show with this
I'm
or
so
start
glad.
At least headlines?
I'm so glad it took till 7:46 in the morning for him to get going on this.
16-0 lead, by the way, for UCF in that game.
By the way,
really,
I thought...
really stings.
I thought Texas and Oklahoma losing was bad. It's nothing like that loss.
No. Not even close.
I thought they were going to run the table. Hell, I didn't know they weren't even going to run the first month.
Nobody cares about that game. We're talking about UCF right now.
bad man.
And cue the text machine in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, exactly.
By the way, South Florida got destroyed by Cincinnati. So
they did.
The war on I-4 is just really not shaping up to be what it usually is.
Wow. God. What a loss. You ever hear Hollywood so happy on a Monday, Joe?
God.
I'm not happy. Listen, it was a really nice story.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
They have their national championship to fall back on. It's just a really nice story.
Right. Well, we won't have to hear about them in the mix for a national championship and a Final Four. That's gone.
You don't think they creep back in? No.
No.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
Go ahead.
We got NFL stuff to get to here. This game was bizarre. The Browns and the Cowboys. It finished 49-38. The Browns won. Odell Beckham, 3 touchdowns in this one. Dak had 500 yards passing at 4 touchdowns. He threw a late pick. Cleveland, amazingly enough, is 3-1.
Well,
what a ball game, though. You talk about scoring. I'm guessing that hit the over.
Yeah. By the way, How good is that now? Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. This is going to be a really, really fun division.
Right.
Man, the way those guys are going right now. By the way, the AFC North, Steelers, Ravens, and Browns, 9-2.
Right.
Woo!
Yeah, that's the best division in football?
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Right.
All right, guys, in Tampa, Tom Brady threw 5 touchdowns. The Bucs won 38-31. Herbert with 290 yards, by the way, and 3 touchdowns, in case anyone's keeping track of the guy that was taken right after Tua. The Bucs had to come from behind in this game, though. An impressive comeback from Brady. The Chargers are pretty tough.
Yeah, well, I got a couple. And I know Brady ended up with a 5 touch. How many pick sixes? He's got to be leading the league in pick sixes. I mean, he has thrown a few this year.
He did have another one in this game.
Yeah, he did. But he bounced back, man. Hey, find out. I don't know what to think about Tampa, but they're loaded with talent. They are.
Well, they lost their tight end for the year. O.J. Howard is gone.
Yeah, they got 2 more.
Yeah, they have 3 others. Right. I know.
They got 2 more that everybody else would love to have. And
Gronk will just slide in there, yeah.
But they're 3-1, so take that. Right, through Tampa Bay.
That 3-1 would... I'd love to see a 3-1 someday before I die.
not 1-3. Right.
You say you'd like to see 3-1 before you die?
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully that can be arranged. Hopefully the Dolphins can get that done for
you. That was a little frustration. Joe, what do you want before you die?
By the way, we have the Pats Chiefs tonight at 7:05, and it's now official. All the test results came in from the Pats, all negative. So we will have a game tonight at 7:05.
Hey, that's good news. And by the way, I'm sure that ESPN is really excited that CBS got that game at 7 o'clock and they got the crappier game at 8:50. Like, hey, it's only going to affect you for a half of football. Yeah, nobody's going to turn us back on if it's a good game.
Hey, guys, don't jump out of order again during the headline show. Okay,
sorry,
please.
Sorry,
please.
Man,
please.
Damn, Zach.
Show a little professionalism here.
My fault.
All right, guys, we go to Houston next, and that draft pick continues to look a little better here for the Dolphins. Whoa. Houston's 0-4. They lost 31-23 to the Vikings.
Third pick overall, Joe. That's where they're at right now, behind the Giants and the Jets.
The second pick continues to get higher, and the first pick continues to get higher. But they just got such a good team. They got to play. They're going to get some wins. I'm going to hold off. But listen, the first quarter of the season, so far, looks great.
All right, guys, we go to Chicago. I don't know what the Bears are doing. They started Nick Foles yesterday. He wasn't very good. 249 yards and a touchdown, a pick. They lost to the Colts by a score of 19-11.
What's their record, though?
I know. But this is the first game they started him, Joe.
I know.
You went 3-1 before you die. I know.
By the way, you know he's going to be unhappy on Friday coming up. Brandon Lang, Philip Rivers.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, we got to bust his chops about Philip Rivers.
Right. Don't forget that. Yep.
All right, guys. The Bills are 4-0. Josh Allen looked impressive again. He got banged up in this game, came back. He finished 24 of 34, 288 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Also had a rushing touchdown. It was 30-23, Bills over Vegas.
Yeah, that was kind of a...
They're legit, Joe.
Yeah, no, they got a really, really good team. They're legit. Their three receivers are the best three receivers as far as catching the football, making tough catches. And by the way, they might have the best slot receiver in the NFL. But the guy they traded for, best trade made by anybody, was those guys trading for Diggs.
Right.
He just helps all those guys. He makes everybody else better, man. Brown's going, I love you, Diggs. It's unbelievable.
All right, and then finally to this game from Sunday night. I don't know if anyone saw this because the Heat show was on last night, but the Eagles held on to beat the 49ers 25-20. George Kittle, 15 catches, 183 yards, and touchdown. Not bad.
He made somebody in fantasy football a rich man last night. Yeah,
the team playing me. Right.
That's too bad, Zach. Usually you have the guys that have good games. That's a shame.
There's a shot. Wow. Yeah, Zach, you do every week seem to have that guy. Like, I don't know how many leagues you're in right now, but you seem to have
three
big guys.
He's in 10 leagues, so you can have every player that plays well. And says,
don't be mad because Saquon Barkley's out for the season.
It's okay.
Your fantasy league's been over for 3 weeks.
We're next man up. That's what we do.
Yeah, exactly. Either that or you're in trouble.
I got one more here. This is a little bit off the field here, guys. The Rams and Giants. The Rams won 17-9 in an unwatchable game. We had an incident after the game between Jalen Ramsey and Golden Tate, who got in a little bit of a scrap here. Joe, maybe you can help out with this arrangement here. So Ramsey has a couple of kids with Tate's sister, Brianna. The couple broke up last year. Following the breakup, Tate told the New York Post, I'm not happy at all with the disrespect that he's shown towards my sister and the things he's done in the past.
He left her when she was pregnant.
Right.
And he had a girlfriend. And the girlfriend's now they're building that big, beautiful home on that new contract out in L.A. And I think brother's very close to his sister and says, doesn't have a lot of look, he obviously knows stuff that we don't know. And I've been around and involved when it gets ugly, when the one side of the family rips the other guy. I don't know if he's as bad, but whatever it was, not to mention he just killed him on a tackle. I mean, he just pounded him down. But afterwards, it got ugly. And by the way, you know, both teams knew exactly, every white and black player on both teams knew exactly what it was all about, right, and had nothing to do with football.
No, it was personal.
They just dropped the gloves after the game.
They did. It was an all-out brawl.
He said, next time I see him, I'm going to kick his ass.
He did say that.
Next time I see him, he's going to have to literally see me face-to-face. Basically, that's what he said, and that's what happened. It was bad.
No suspensions, by the way. We just got to play through.
Well, listen, man.
We can't suspend people unless it's, like, really bad at this point.
No,
There's not going to be anyone left.
You wonder, though, like, does this mean, like, Uncle is not real happy with former brother-in-law, you know, not paying attention to the kids or not involved, who knows, and moved on. There's some big drama behind that bad boy, no question about it. Not that I know anything about, you know, what they're going through. I don't know, like, we've had a couple of those, man, in sports, right?
We have one going on in the finals.
Yeah,
right now?
I didn't want to say it, but yeah, right, we got one between two guys.
Not as extreme, though.
But they had about the same amount of points last night. All right. Anyway, man,
I'm sorry. I have one more story, if you don't mind. I'll just get to this.
Gabriel drops back to pass, steps up, flings it high in the air toward the end zone, and that ball is batted away out of the back of the end zone, incomplete, and the Tulsa Golden Hurricane have upset UCF 34-26 here in Orlando.
How in the hell does Tulsa go to Orlando? Remember, UCF wants all these home games, right? And they lose one.
Don't you just respect the hell out of that play-by-play guy acting like you've been there before? I love that. Tulsa hasn't beaten a ranked team. I think it was since like 1950 or something.
All right, listen, man, we got to go to break here.
2010, same whatever.
I know. All right, let it go. We'll give you an hour down the road. You can just mention you. By the way, if anybody didn't know, including the 28 players and their families that are from Dayton Broward. Some are listening right now that are pissed off about that. You keep throwing it in their face. So anyway, we'll have more of that. Armando Salguero is coming up next. We got some Dolphins to get caught up on. Some decisions on fourth down, whether to kick, whether to go for it. Two, is it two at time? We'll get into all that with Armando Salguero coming up. But I want to ask everybody out there, how many of your last 4 or 5 months have found yourself tired, zero sex drive, and find yourself sleeping more than ever as you get older? I raised my hand. I did, man. I've been there. You're dealing with ED. You have no energy to even walk, let alone get around. And when was the last time you chased the wife or girlfriend around the house a little bit? You're making excuses. Sounds to me like you need health gains. And by the way, I want to say for all these places out there that are helping men turn back the clock, there's only one health gains that's as professional as they are, as thorough as they are, with 20-plus years of experience helping men and their sexual health. Nobody does it. They have all the programs. The way they do it, the free consultation, the professionals, the doctors they have are just tremendous. I want to tell you about the Gaines Wave treatment because I think it's special. It's a 20-minute in-office treatment, no shots. And guess what? After you have this 20-minute treatment, you go home that night and you're going, holy smokes, what a big difference. The sex drives back. I'm serious. Like, you're going, wait a second. You're telling me a few hours later? That's exactly what I'm telling you. Find out more. A lot of men that study this stuff are going to the Gaines Wave treatment. It's special. By the way, when you go to Health Gaines in South Florida, I tell everybody, you're treated like a VIP. It's so professional. All the different programs just makes you feel like you're doing it the right way with the right people. Free consultation with their professionals here in South Florida. And by the way, just want to let you know while you're there, you're going to save $150 off at Health Gaines right off the bat. I want you to call, get more information, turn back the clock, get more out of life, stop thinking about naps and retirement, and get your sex drive and your energy to be more active on the weekends and every day. Call 305-340-2282. That's 305-340-2282. If you want more information on Health Gaines, it's healthgaines.com. There's no other place really to go that you can feel comfortable. Am I doing this the right way? Except to go to Health Gaines.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.